T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining me now on the Western Hotline is Scott Gulbranson of Raiders Nation Radio. Scott, thanks for joining me, my friend. I appreciate it. And I guess good morning to you, because it's afternoon here, but it's still morning your time.
It is. I'm actually sitting on my patio. The heat in Las Vegas has gotten to the point where in the mornings we're having a nice 70-degree temperature, so I'm trying to get outside, and we're eagerly awaiting to when we get below triple digits and we can actually maybe put on a sweater for once.
Scott, it's 52 degrees. Is it even 50? Did we break 50 yet this morning? Listen, I love the fall here in Buffalo. I've grown up here, lived here my whole life, so I'm used to it. But that what you just described is sort of my heaven. So forgive me if I sound distracted for the rest of the show. But Scott, first and foremost, I think this is a uniquely fun matchup. Truthfully, part of me wishes that we were seeing the Las Vegas Raiders' full complement of weapons on Sunday, but it looks like for sure the Raiders are going to be without their rookie wide receiver, Bryan Edwards, and could potentially be without Henry Ruggs as well. Talk a little bit about through 2 weeks. It's not like those guys have been fantasy studs and are, you know, really filling the stat sheet, but I got to think that, you know, without having those two guys on the field, that this Raiders offense will look considerably different, even though those guys, like I said, aren't maybe, you know, stuffing the stat sheet early on in the season.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Henry Ruggs, you're talking about the rookie who came out of the combine with the fastest time in the NFL. Just respecting his speed is something that we saw in the first 2 weeks that happened at Carolina when the Raiders went east and beat the Panthers. But then also on the big Monday night game here to open up Allegiant Stadium, you had Henry Ruggs, who had just a few catches and about 40 yards, but he had a key play towards the end of the game where he was on a long pattern, and Derek Carr went to him, and because of his speed, the Saints had to commit a pass interference call, or he would have been gone for a touchdown. So just having the speed on the field, as you know, they have to account for him, and that's a difference maker for the Raiders. So they'll miss that. Although they have a very big full complement of weapons that they will use against the Bills, but you just don't have that breakaway speed. And just the aura around Henry Ruggs coming out of college and what he can do is something that NFL defensive coordinators have kept an eye on and had to respect. So now you don't have that, but you still have Darren Waller. You still have, of course, Hunter Renfrow, the hero out of Clemson, who's more of a small slot receiver, but he gets open. So, yeah, they're without those weapons. But as Derek Carr and John Gruden both said this week, they're in no excuses. No one cares. This is the NFL. It's always a next man up philosophy.
Scott, you know, the story will likely, at least here in Buffalo, when this matchup is set to take place tomorrow, a lot of people will go to the quarterback matchup. It's Derek Carr versus Josh Allen, two California kids, two guys that, you know, and Josh Allen, who grew up loving Fresno State, likely watch both Carr brothers there in Fresno State, and a quarterback in Josh Allen who doesn't end up getting an offer there and goes to Wyoming. What do you make of the start of this season for Derek Carr and what I believe to be a really important season for what I think the future has in store for Carr there in Las Vegas? The story has always been that Gruden likes Carr, they like each other, they live next door to each other in Vegas, but I've always gotten the sense, and just because of Gruden's past, it never felt like Carr and him were going to be in the long-term relationship together. Is that the sense you get, and do you get the feeling, too, that this season could be a really important one for the future of Derek Carr in this Raiders organization?
Well, how John Gruden feels about Derek Carr, you know, we heard since the day John Gruden came back in the door for the Raiders as their coach with a 10-year contract, that he wasn't sold on Carr. But we've seen everything go the opposite. You know, it was going to be Kyler Murray. The Raiders were going to move up and draft him. None of that has happened. Of course, they signed Marcus Mariota as a backup, but he was always intended to be a backup and to maybe push Carr, not for the starting job, but just to have another quarterback there to push him, a legitimate quarterback who started in the NFL. But yeah, it is an important year for Derek Carr because Derek Carr has to rise above. He needs to raise the play of his team. And look, Derek Carr, and this is what I've always said about him, he's a very good quarterback. Is he an elite quarterback? I would say no, he's not. He hasn't proven that. But if you put the tools around him, which the Raiders have done, like you said, now they're injured. They have a rash of injuries, including, most importantly, their offensive line. They have not played with a starting offensive line since the third snap of the season. I mean, you have Trent Brown, who they gave a record contract to, who's been out for 2.5 months with a calf injury, and they had a left guard playing right tackle for them the last two games, a true rookie, John Simpson out of Clemson, playing on the left side. So the Raiders have not had that full complement. At the same time, Derek Carr has been very efficient. I mean, if you look at what he did in weeks one and two, it was a great performance on both sides. He's not a guy like Josh Allen who's going to put up 400-some yards and run for 50 and do what Josh Allen's doing because they're just different types of players. But Derek Carr can get the job done. But if for some reason the play is not there this year, I think that they're going to have to make a tough decision. But also, I think in the NFL, Nate, as you know now, you have to develop your next quarterback. You have to do it. It's a quarterback-driven league. The position has changed. And when you see a guy like Josh Allen, who I think is more closely in comparison to a guy who's in the news for all the wrong reasons today, Cam Newton, you have size, you have the arm, you can throw accurately, but you can also run the ball. That's not Derek Carr. He doesn't do a lot with his feet. He's doing enough right now. But clearly, if Derek Carr falters this year, then I think they're going to have to make some tough choices.
Yeah, Scott, it doesn't fall on deaf ears when people describe Derek Carr as a good quarterback who's not elite, but as a guy that can win football games, because I think that's kind of the consensus about him. But at the same time, this is an organization in Las Vegas who makes the move from Oakland, has a billion-dollar stadium, is in this huge market, and it sort of feels like he's just not, and this is going to sound weird, but it just feels like he's not sexy enough to be the guy there. Like Josh Allen, to me, seems like almost an ideal-type quarterback for what they're trying to build in Las Vegas, right? A guy that's flashy, can run the football, is going to throw for 400 yards a game. He's got average, you know, depth of target at 12-plus yards, where we're almost looking at the exact opposite in Derek Carr, which, you know, for me, when Gruden...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Talks about quarterbacks. You see his eyes light up when he talks about arm strength, when he talks about the ability to press the ball down the field, and the athleticism, the traits, right? Like, those are all things that sort of, you know, get Gruden excited, man. You know, like, those are the types of things that get him going, and it certainly is eye-opening to me that it's lasted this long into the regime. And, you know, this is an organization that, through the first 2 years with Mayock at the helm, they've drafted pretty well, even though a lot of people might say, well, what the hell are they doing, you know, at last year's draft, like a couple of guys, up this year, the corner that they drafted from Ohio State, whose name is escaping me, right, Arnett, who a lot of people were kind of up in arms wondering why you pick Arnett there, seemed like a reach. But they've got a philosophy and they stick to it. So I guess maybe what this is just a commitment to what they've got right now. But to your point, the only developmental player they have is Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, Nate, here's the thing with the Raiders. You're right. They have a plan. They followed it. They've done very well in the draft. As you know, you're not going to hit on 100% of the players in the draft. Damon Arnett was a guy that I scratched my head on as well. He's now on IR with a thumb injury. He just had surgery. But before that, he showed some really great, great play. I mean, I think he's already proved some people wrong on that one. But remember, this Raiders roster, when John Gruden got there, it had a lot of holes, which is why Khalil Mack was traded. Remember that? I mean, that was the trade that shook the NFL, and people thought Gruden was crazy. But in reality, what that did is that set them up to get players like Damon Arnett, who was, in essence, a draft pick from the Bears for that. They got Josh Jacobs, the running back, one of the brightest running backs in the NFL at this point in his young career. So the Raiders had to do that. But you're right. John Gruden is very hard on quarterbacks. He loves quarterbacks, but he's going to be very hard. If you hear Rich Gannon talk about it, or anybody who's played for John Gruden, they'll tell you the same thing. And I do think I like Derek Carr. I think they can win with Derek Carr. But at the same time, the fact that 3 years into John Gruden's return to the sideline, we're still talking about Derek Carr,
yeah,
I think does say a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Scott. And again, it's not anyone, I don't think, reading tea leaves or anything, but I do think that there is a level of like, okay, you bring in Marcus Mariota, right? Which he's been injured and he hasn't even really been able to press a Derek Carr. But like, I think that was a storyline that people looked around the league and were like, this seems like tea leaves that we're reading here. This seems like a move that says you are one or two bad games away from being replaced. And anytime you bring in a quarterback like Marcus Mariota, that to me indicates that, yes, you're definitely upgrading the backup quarterback position. And to your point, and I think this is a great point about Gruden, is Gruden has always been a quarterback collector, right? Going back to his days where he's got he had Sims, he had Brad Johnson. I mean, he loves to collect them. I don't know that he always loves to commit to one, though.
No, I think that's true, but I do think that if you look at where the Raiders are, they are a team that is in the AFC Western Division, and there's a young man by the name of Patrick Mahomes in this division, and guess what? He's going to be there for a long time. And so you now have to look at how do you beat the Chiefs? If you want to get the clearest path to a Super Bowl championship, you need to win your division so that you can play one less game. And to be able to do that, you got to beat the Chiefs. And guess what? You're going to have to outscore the Chiefs. The Chiefs, I don't care how good your defense is, the Chiefs, as you saw with Baltimore last week, you're going to have to outscore them, which means you're going to have playmakers. And at quarterback, I mean, listen, if John Gruden had walked into a different Raiders team that was a quarterback away from being a true contender for a championship, then maybe Derek Carr would already be gone. I don't know. I think, again, he's committed to Derek Carr, but just like the rest of the NFL, you're committed to a player as long as you need to be. But Mike Mayock, the GM, has said repeatedly, it doesn't matter what position, who the player is, we are always looking to get better at every position. And I think that's what will happen. I mean, look, Derek Carr, if he wins this year and he takes them to the playoffs, great. But is he the quarterback to get you to the next step? We'll have to see, because he hasn't had the opportunity. He's not even played in the playoff game. You know, remember, he in 2016, when the Raiders made the playoffs, he broke his leg the last game of the season, so he was not able to go in the playoffs. So he has not been able to see playoffs. But he's got to beat the Chiefs. I think this year, if he can beat the Chiefs, that'll go a long way in maybe securing a little more future here for him in Las Vegas.
Scott Gulbranson here of the Raider Nation Radio on the Wester Hotline. Scott, before I let you go, I've got to ask you a little bit about this Raiders defense. Obviously, the middle linebacker, or the linebacker position, Corey Littleton and Nick Kwiatkowski. Nick has been on the injury list. He is listed, I believe, as questionable for this game. What have you seen from those two linebackers? They were kind of the two key free agent additions that were supposed to fix sort of the leakiness of that defense. They're still very young on the backside, still very young up front, but that was supposed to sort of be the one position of strength for this defense, but injuries have sort of derailed that early, no?
That's correct, yeah. But Kwiatkowski, he's been out with a pectoral injury since the first game, so we haven't really seen what he's been able to do, but he's the thumper. He's the green dot in that middle, in that linebacking core. Then Corey Littleton has been there, and frankly, Corey Littleton has been disappointing. I mean, he's a guy who is pretty much, I think, reliant on having a guy next to him play. So with Kwiatkowski coming back this week, which I have a 90% confidence level that you'll see Kwiatkowski out there for the Raiders along with Littleton. Littleton does much more of the pass defense piece of the linebacking core. So I think if he's there and he's got Kwiatkowski there as his thumper, he'll do much better. But even he has acknowledged that he's not played up to his standards, and that's why the Raiders are getting run all over. But also the defensive front, you know, they went out and they signed Malik Collins away from the Cowboys, a guy that during the shortened camp they called the straw that stirs the drink. He's really done nothing. And then you have Clee Farrell from last year's draft class, went number four overall. He's underperformed a little bit. He's gotten better, but he's just not gotten home, not gotten in on the quarterback. And then Mo Hurst, the three-year player over there. Now, Max Crosby, of course, was the story of the year in the NFL last year with 10 sacks. He's been good, but he's getting double-teamed now, so the other guys have to pick up the slack. They've been unable to do that. If the Raiders are to hang with the Bills and make it a close game, they're going to have to get a better performance out of all levels of that defense.
All right, Scott, appreciate your availability, my friend. Thanks for talking Bills Raiders for me. We appreciate it. Tell the folks where they can find you and your work.
You can check us out. We are Raider Nation Radio, which is the flagship station for the Raiders here in Las Vegas. You can also check out our website, silverandblacktoday.com, as well.
Awesome, brother. Appreciate you, as always, and good luck tomorrow. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, and have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.